You ever heard of this? It's called iDosing. And websites are luring kids with free downloads of so-called digital drugs, which are audio files designed to induce drug-like effects.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We're going to stay here all night if we have to, so let's get started.
Can I go when this starts to suck?
I am every man in here. You got commitment issues? I've been there. Even been married, in fact. And somewhat prematurely, perhaps, it's better late than never. But if the first time's the charm, I pray the second time's better. Next time I let her prove she's a team player first, instead of rushing in backwards and expecting the worst. Because our time on this earth is too short, and maturity is knowing that what women want might not be what you thought. 2 ears and 1 mouth means we could all stand to do twice as much listening, and maybe long-term peace is worth the temporary grief of giving in. And in this world we're living in, being a man means controlling your sentiment, because there's nothing more important than doing everything you can to always be a gentleman. Because what's more attractive than class? And if she's with me, she don't touch her coat, doorknobs, nor pump gas. I give her the benefit of what my mother's upbringing has. And if you don't want to be treated with respect, then I'm sorry, I have to pass, because it ain't no fun if you can't be spoiled, and the royal treatment is all I do, and I ain't never satisfied until every woman passing by wishes she was you. See, I am every man in here. I got the same limitations and the same fears, and I got masculine passion and masculine language, masculine problems and masculine anguish, but you'd have to be a man to see me in anger, because women only get to see me at my tamest, my mellowest. I prefer female company, but my fellas always receive fellowship. Still admit, the world is a lonely place when you ain't sitting across my beautiful face, maybe a little passion fruit and tangeray and some seafood hanging off your plate, and you trying to be charming and make her day, yet everything you say is sincere. I don't aspire to be perfect, but I aspire to be perfect for you. I am every man in here. Likewise, I want my daughters to feel endeared, and for my son, I want to be the perfect example, a father who also provides his woman with ample resources, and of course, it's easy to get all close and whisper something pleasing in your ear. But the challenge is to also be responsible, and I put that challenge to every man in here.
In the wilderness, happiness. It's
life. Lord, have mercy. This is Marv Baker. Marv's an average fellow, lives in an average home, in an average town. But today, well, he looks like he saw at the world. He's got something on his mind. Wonder what happened.
Hey, give a look at the list the coach put up.
Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, better luck next time, bud.
First team is going to make the trip to middle.
And look at the second team. It's going to stay home. They say the trip's too far.
Hey, that first team looked good.
Yeah.
Oh, that coach. What a guy. Doesn't give a fella half a break. Just because I missed practice a couple times, he puts me on the second team. Wasn't my fault I didn't feel good.
I'm
playing favorites. Hey, what's eating you, Marv?
Yeah, what an attitude.
Yeah.
Attitude? Who cares? When a fella's been sick, he just can't be expected to do well. Especially if he isn't given a decent chance. What can you do? How can you tell Mom? So she'll understand.
Marvin, quiet, please.
Oh.
Shh. Come in here, please. I'm in the dining room.
What's up?
Alice is sick again. Dr. Thomas is here now.
What's the matter with her?
Oh, I don't know. She got sick at the office and had to come home in a taxi.
Well, can't I do something, Mom? Can I?
I don't know. I just don't know. It seems like there's always something. Oh, there you are, Doctor. How is she?
What's the matter with her?
Well, we'll have to find out. A badly upset stomach. No fever. Keep her quiet and make a rest. Then bring her to the office in a week for a full checkup.
Oh, she won't want to do that, Doctor. She's not doing well in her work. Lost a chance at a promotion last week. Oh, she wouldn't want to stay home to rest.
She lost a promotion?
Yes, it went to another girl.
Oh. Well, how did she take it? What was her attitude?
Well, she was disappointed, of course. She hadn't been feeling very well and couldn't do her best work. Her attitude was dejected.
Attitude? Does attitude have anything to do with Alice being sick?
Well, it could have everything to do with it. A great many of us have attitudes that often result in illness.
You mean a healthy guy like me could get sick from an attitude like, say, like a fella's not making the team?
Yes, that's what I mean, Marv. There are attitudes about many things that could cause illnesses.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar and spice. I feel nice. The sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, that I got a year. Wow, I feel good.
Tonight, I'm going to talk about the most censored topic on television. There's no more ignored, blacked out, and redacted issue on our mainstream airwaves than the one I'm going to cover right now. It's Asian people, am I right? They're the worst! And no one mentions it, right? Well, God, Phil.
I didn't see you. You snuck up on me like a Jehovah's Witness.
Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, with the door knocking. Listen, I'm sorry, I gotta get back to this whole monologue. Don't.
God, he's good at that. Anyway, what's actually censored the most is the discussion about our advertisers that pay for most of the networks you watch, and by extension, our insane obsession with endless consumerism. Over an 80-year lifespan, we watch 15 and a half years of television, 15 and a half years of having our brains liquefied and sodomized, zombified and glorifying products and nonsense, clothing and fake... We take in between 1,000 and 5,000 advertisements and brand names per day, and only half of those are for Geico. 5,000 a day! Do you ever stop to think about what kind of impact that has on us? The placebo effect is very powerful, meaning you can get pain relief from simply thinking you'll get pain relief. So what's the impact of being endlessly indoctrinated into this worship of products in order to keep the everlasting buying machine going? Basically, ads are assholes. They are. It would be very obvious if they were people. If an ad were, if a commercial were a guy walking up to you on the street just going, hey, 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 hey! If you wore these pants, then the hot girls would Yeah, like the really hot girls, not that ugly broad you call a girlfriend. And by the way, could you mention to her that she needs to lose a little weight and do something about her hair, all right? Which she could do if she just used these diet pills and this hair gel. She could. And by the way, are you happy with your penis size? Are you? If you are, that's cool. A lot of women are into, what do you call that, fun size. A lot of women into fun size. I haven't met any, but I'm sure they're out there. Listen, if you change your mind, all you have to do is take a couple of these, and soon you'll have to hire people to help you carry your junk around like a train on a wedding dress. You will, but how are you gonna call your junk carriers with that crappy phone you got there? You gotta get this phone with the bullshit technology that makes other people feel better than you because they own it, and they are better than you. Oh, God. All this stuff you need and don't have is making me anxious. Is it making you anxious? Is it? Are you anxious now? Are you? Then just take a couple of these and you will feel amazing. Plus, bonus side effect, those pills also make your butt hair shiny and more manageable with extra bounce. We have that guy in our heads all day long, all right? And for most of us, it gives us an underlying misery or alienation, as if life lacks something important. Nearly 70% of Americans are on prescription drugs, and we're one of the most depressed countries. We're not enjoying life. We're manufacturing a version of life we were told is what happiness looks like by a guy with a bright white teeth and perfect eyebrows. And purchasing craptastic plastic things has become our duty as a good member of society. It's what we talk about with our friends and coworkers. But then we get our crappy product home and realize it doesn't satisfy us because half of its allure was the fact we didn't have it. And the other half was that the ad promised us utter euphoria. But for some reason, this home barbecue set didn't fix my marriage. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't work with soy dogs? I don't know. What the vast majority of commercials tell us to value in life isn't what matters. But even for those who realize that, the hollowness doesn't go away. Kind of like growing up wanting nothing more than your dad's approval, and you never get it. But one day you realize your dad is a drunk, pathetic loser who smells like mustard and wears pants that are way too tight. But that realization still doesn't make the emptiness go away. By the way, my dad is none of those things, which is gonna make my memoir suck. Thanks a lot, Dad. You're only in your 70s. There's still time left to start beating me or at least refuse to play catch. Point is, the ads tell us money, celebrity, and materialism are what matters. But of course they aren't. We're a world of people trying to get a full meal from cotton candy. It's bright and tasty, but you will die trying to sustain yourself on it. Plus, it usually means you have to hang out with clowns, and they're f***ing creepy. So why is this the most censored topic? Because questioning this manipulative Ponzi scheme is bad for business. It upsets the advertisers, and we can't do that. So instead, just never question, never dig deeper, never ask whether it needs to be this way. In fact, you should try Go Back to Sleep beer. It's my favorite drink for when I'm afraid I might wake up.
Everybody feel good?
Ah!
another man behind bars, this one in California, the first person ever to be convicted of running a revenge porn website, a place where jilted lovers and hackers posted explicit photos, victims forced to pay to take them down. Tonight, those women say the damage can't be undone. Here's ABC's Kendis Gibson.
Face to face in court with the man who's ruined so many lives, 28-year-old Kevin Bollard sentenced yesterday to 18 years in prison.
Bollard's case is the first conviction for cyber exploitation in this country.
I tried to commit myself to a mental institution after this happened because I was so overwhelmed. I would spend hours on the floor crying.
Kevin Bollard sat silent, red-eyed, listening to victims of his revenge porn cyber scheme.
I'm homeless because of this. I lost my family, friends, and I've lost almost everything because of this.
Bollard ran this site, YouGotPosted.com, where exes were able to place thousands of sexually explicit images of mostly women without their consent, even identifying the victims with their names, addresses, or social media accounts. He then created this site, ChangeMyReputation.com, charging the same women up to $350 to get their images removed. The San Diego resident apologized in February following his conviction on dozens of identity theft and extortion charges.
Yeah, here I am in the holding cell now for 24 hours sleeping on the ground. It's pretty miserable, so I mean, hopefully everybody realizes, like, I'm paying the price.
For Bollard's 10,000-plus victims, it's not revenge, but justice.
Some get back. Payback.
A Fayetteville man is in police custody after drowning his friend's dog, claiming it was possessed. According to the police report, the dog's owner came home to find his dog named Happy drowned in a bathtub. The report says he later left the home, then returned to find that the body was missing. Scratch marks were found on the bathtub, but police say that they have not yet found Happy's body. 23-year-old Alex Webb, who you see there, denied drowning the dog, but according to the report, the owner says Webb had told him his dog was possessed and needed to die. Webb has a previous charge of animal cruelty in 2011.
Good boy.
This is a story of famous dog, but the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, counting dogs, funky dogs. Nasty dog.
Atomic dog. Atomic dog.
At night, on our cars, when you're out there walking the street,
may
compete.
But a dog,
oh, dog.
Bow, wow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay. Bow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay. Bow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay.
Untied dog.
Futuristic bow wow.
let me see you shoot no dogs.
Hey, I got shots fired here. Send me another unit.
The profile of a typical American gun owner is this. Over 30, white, male, middle class.
You were looking at video footage here, caught by a man cruising down the street that witnessed the police tasing the man that you see here and beating him with a flashlight. Now, as the story goes, the individual that was just seen in the street there tried to ask the police to move his car because the police car was blocking the intersection. Apparently, the cop didn't do it. The guy asked him again kind of rudely, and the altercation began. Now, I also want to do the update here that the guy that caught this footage is going to speak here in the end, and he's going to give his account.
Once the officer has started to use the flashlight.
I'm trying to get up.
The man on the ground is John Reyes.
I have a puncture wound.
He now has a gash in his forehead and a black eye.
How can I roll over when my body's twitching with 100,000 volts going through it?
Reyes admits he approached the officer to tell him that his patrol vehicle was blocking part of the intersection.
I asked him kindly to move the car. He glared at me and stared at me, and I said, in explicative, you need to move the car because I can't get through.
The confrontation escalated as the officer questioned Reyes about being on probation. Reyes has been arrested in the past for drug possession and carrying a concealed weapon. The man who shot this video is Michael White, who was passing by yesterday at the intersection of Fair Oaks and Landis in Carmichael. White offers a different version of what happened with the taser before he started shooting video.
The cop was walking around him and he tased him several times, and you can see the guy's body convulse about three or four times, and he's not yelling or anything. He's not trying to get away. I think he should get fired. I think he should go to jail.
Really, that's the gist of it right there. The cop beating the guy down, you heard the guy yelling. He wanted to get up, but it looked like the cop, out of anger, just continued to wail on the man with the flashlight.
Thank you.
A mysterious rocket has been launched into space by the US Air Force without any crew members and with various technology experiments on board.
And liftoff. Liftoff of the United Launch Alliance.
The US military sent the mini shuttle into orbit on Wednesday.
For the United States Air Force.
It's now the fourth X-37B flight for a top secret military research program. The 63-meter-tall rocket soared off its launch pad in Florida to deliver a drone ship into orbit. The last X-37B mission returned after 674 days in 2014, while the first three flights took 1,367 days. This time, the Air Force, though, won't reveal how long this mission will last or where it will end. The vehicles are intended to serve as orbital test beds for future sensors and technologies. The program started with NASA before it was passed to the military 7 years later, sparking many theories about its purpose.
Up for its second flight test of the low-density supersonic decelerator, or LDSD, because we don't want to try to say that full name five times fast, but let's just call it what it is, a flying saucer. The inflatable ring does look a bit like pop culture's idea of an alien spacecraft, but it serves a very real purpose. NASA wants to use it to help slow down probes on their way to the surface of Mars. NASA had originally scheduled a Tuesday test, but has since postponed it to Thursday due to rough seas that could complicate splashdown and recovery efforts. This week's test will run just like last year's. Balloons and rockets will carry the LDSD to 180,000 feet and more than three times the speed of sound, where it will inflate to slow itself down for a parachute-assisted water landing. Despite the parachute not deploying as intended, NASA got all sorts of data and called the test a success. Since then, NASA has redesigned the chute to perform better, but as probes get heavier, we're reaching the limits of what they're capable of. Current probes enter the Martian atmosphere at speeds in excess of 12,000 miles per hour. Atmospheric drag, whether by inflatable ring or traditional parachute, is the most efficient way to slow them down. Jet Propulsion Laboratory Principal Investigator Ian Clark said, "We've been using the same parachutes for several decades now. If we want to eventually land a human on the surface of Mars, we realize we need to develop new technologies." And to that end, LDSD is just a stepping stone. It could enable safe deliveries of probe payloads twice the weight of the 1,982-pound Curiosity and to higher altitude sites on Mars. But human-scale missions will need more slowing power than LDSD can provide. One research paper suggests such missions need to land single payloads as heavy as 80 tons. NASA's plans don't call for humans on Mars until the 2030s, though, so for now it has time to test the smaller-scale stuff. The LDSD launch window runs through June 12th in the event seas are still rough on Thursday.
Well, all right. Star Child, citizens of the universe, recording angels. We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Getting down in 3D. Lightyear groove. Well, all right. You hear the noise? Ain't nobody but me and the boy. Get down. Get it, fellas. Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boot, doing the bump. Hustle on over here. This part. Mothership connection. Home of the people, the bomb. My sunglasses here so I can see what I'm doing.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
on some of this funky soul we got here. You don't have to do no soloing, brother. Just keep what you got. Don't turn it loose, because it's a mother. When I count to four, I want everybody to lay out and let the drummer go. And when I count to four, I want you to come back in. I got the holler. I said it's in my feet. Feels so sweet. It's in my shape. Good God. About to wake me to death. It's in my shape. They're about to wake me to death. It's in my shape. I walk the floor. I wanna walk the floor. One, two, three, four, get it. Ain't it funky? Ain't it funky? Ain't it funky? One, two, three, four,
Now, go find the others.com.
We gotta spread this stuff around. Let's put it on the internet.